Earlier this year, Susan Hawk, the Dallas County District Attorney, disappeared, her office fielding questions as to her whereabouts, explaining she's just taking a summer break, everything's fine. Well, everything wasn't fine, as everyone would learn. As Hawk's absence continued, the DA publicly revealed she was struggling with depression, and more recently, in a candid interview with D Magazine, Hawk revealed that she was suicidal and spent 2 months at a psychiatric hospital in Houston. Now that she's back on the job, the Republican DA is insisting she's feeling good and healthy, but local Democrats are calling on her to resign from her position. Joining us now is Greg Hanch, the public policy director of the Texas chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Mr. Hanch, we've been told that it's important to be candid and upfront about mental health in this country. Did Susan Hawk effectively paint a target on her back by being honest about her struggles with mental illness?
I don't believe so. Susan Hawk is one of a number of public figures who have experienced mental illness. Some have come forward, some haven't, but she chose to come forward at a certain point, a lot later on than she could have. And ultimately, that was detrimental to her recovery by not coming forward earlier.
Something that strikes me, though, about the conversation here, the Dallas County Democratic Chair, Carol Donovan, she is concerned about Hawk, part of Hawk's story, which includes that she had considered taking an entire bottle of sleeping pills at one point during her treatment. And Donovan goes on to say that what concerns her is finding out the seriousness of her considering suicide during a period that was just a few weeks ago, and then expecting her to be able to run the entire district attorney's office. Is that a fair concern?
As far as I'm concerned, it's not. Depression is a condition that can be effectively treated. The recovery rate is exceedingly high. It's well above 50% if a person is receiving treatment, whether that be medication, counseling, or therapy. And if Susan Hawk were going untreated for that condition, it could very well be considered a legitimate concern. But suicide, as we know, is one of the leading causes of death among that age group and others. Mm-hmm. And it's something that if a person is being treated for it, we can look at politicians in the past, Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln, who have had serious mental illnesses and have been treated and have been able to recover from that and perform effectively in their jobs.
But there's a reality, a political reality here. I mean, you don't have to go back that far. You think about Thomas Eagleton, who was nominated as George McGovern's vice presidential candidate, and it was found out by the press that he had actually gone to see someone about his mm-hmm. struggles with mental illness and depression, and it effectively spoiled his candidacy. It's something that a lot of analysts have talked about through the years. I'm wondering if the rules aren't different for politicians, that someone in our workplace says that they're struggling with depression, we treat them with sympathy. But in this case, in the public spotlight, Hawk is getting a lot of criticism.
She is. And it's interesting to me. One thing that we do know is that stigma regarding mental illness is on the decline. And that has a lot to do with people coming out of the shadows, especially people who sit in the public eye. One thing that is of note is that, you know, a 2004 Tarrant County study found that 40% of people, voters, would not want a person with a mental illness holding public office. That's kind of a striking number. That was over 10 years ago. Patrick Kennedy coming forward in around 2005, 2006 and saying, I need help. I'm seeking treatment, that helped to bring mental illness out of the shadows and show that recovery is possible and that a person who's getting the right supports and services can be effective and can be a leader.
Is it unfair for people to criticize Susan Hawk at this point and call for her resignation?
I believe it is. She did what she did. Let's face the facts. She let people go. She fired people, but that probably had a lot to do with what she was experiencing in her mental health status. I'm certainly not calling for her resignation. She is on a path of recovery right now, and I want to see where this goes.
Greg Hanch is the public policy director of the Texas chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.